619-1320 WILS. So it continues. Donald Trump today speaking with German Chancellor Angela Merkel, saying that, yeah, she made a joke saying, look, we have this in common. We've both been wiretapped by the U.S. government. But how likely is this to have really happened? The press certainly making light of the whole situation, saying there's no evidence of it. Let's talk to Kevin Malott, international security expert at Erase.com. Kevin, always great to have you on WILS.
Thank you. Appreciate
the invite. So President Trump has been insisting that this did happen, and he's standing by it. What do you think? What's the likelihood that he was, in fact, monitored and wiretapped?
Well, I guess I'd start kind of in a reverse mode, that the press says there's no evidence of it. The press shouldn't know if there's evidence of it. If it's an actual wiretap and required, and it was done legally, mm-hmm. it would require court order, and the press would not have access to that information. So they, first of all, are not in a position to know what happened. That's kind of silly. The second thing is that if there was an investigation where somebody provided probable cause to the investigating agency that would lead the investigators to request a wiretap order, yes, it could happen. Now, could a person have given them false probable cause? Could someone give them false information in a statement?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, that's happened before on other types of warrants, and that person can go to jail if it proves that they intentionally lied providing the information that led to the court order.
Now, I should note that the White House is saying now that it wasn't through our own agencies, that President Obama had the British spy agency wiretap President Trump. Does that sound in any way realistic?
Well, and number one, let me, if I can finish my line, there's a legal search warrant that could have occurred, and then somebody would have to explain how they got the probable cause that allowed the FISA court to say, yes, it's okay to do it. Number two, it could have been done illegally. And number three, it could have been done through a third party, which could be an outside intelligence agency from a nation state or private personnel that knew how to do that kind of recording.
Okay.
So the point is, there's multiple ways that, yes, it could have happened. My question is, how does the president know that it happened? And that takes us back inside that somebody had to tell him information that would indicate that this took place. And so if that's the case, and it was a foreign nation state that helped us out, just like we help other allies out all the time on intelligence gathering, mm-hmm. they would have been told something that would make them think it was proper to do that, unless they have a couple of rogue agents, or we have rogue agents, or mm-hmm. somebody lied to them on the rationale for doing it. But can it be done? Of course it can be done.
Right. And I should note, too, with Flynn, you know, the fact that his transcripts of his conversations were made public. That showed that something went wrong there. I'm curious, though, Kevin, because we've had some experts on here that have said our intelligence officials would never, ever in any way violate the rules that are involved. Even though they have access to all this information and data and abilities, they would never dare violate the rules. It'd be very uncommon. Do you believe that yourself?
Well, I think certain senior officials wouldn't, but we've already arrested our own agents for espionage in the U.S. many, many times. And several of the agents in the past were arrested were working inside the government for 20 years or more. So do we have people that go bad? Absolutely. So the fact of the matter is, look at the Edward Snowden case. Everybody knows that name. And he did all sorts of illegal things mm-hmm. while he was working inside an intelligence agency as a contractor.
Right.
So can somebody go bad? Yes. Can they also have a legitimate reason, which is not illegal, a legitimate reason to do a wire intercept or to tap? The answer is yes.
Right.
But then it would be documented in warrants and so forth. And, you know, Mike, one of the things that nobody's saying here, but the FISA warrants have to be requested to be renewed. And it can be a month or 45 days or whatever, but they're usually requested to be renewed on the beginning of a month. And if you remember, and those warrants usually get renewed by the signature of the Attorney General, the president tweeted out about this originally on March 2nd. I'd be really interested in what Jeff Sessions saw on March 1st that he was supposed to sign to request to have renewed, because that timing is very curious for me. But my point is, it's not a question of can it be done. It can be done easily. You know, with the technology and the effort and the agencies we have, and it could be done by a rogue or private individual being paid that did it illegally, It could be done by a nation state illegally or legally if they thought they were helping us. And it could be done by our own personnel if they thought it was part of an ongoing criminal investigation.
Let me ask you, Kevin, though, because the assertion that really strikes people is that President Trump is saying this was at the behest of President Barack Obama, that he really came from the top. How does that strike you?
Well, if that is true, then I'd have to say they were pretty sloppy if he knows that. But the question would be, did somebody provide information that would validate a legal operation was in order to find out what's going on? And if the president, Obama, knew about it in past history, they would isolate and try to insulate the president from that kind of activity, that kind of knowledge. He was very well known to do a lot of stuff where he was directly involved.
But the Angela Merkel, for example, the fact that she was being wiretapped, was that some kind of crossing of the line by doing that?
Well, it's common if we're dealing with foreign governments that are dealing with adversaries of ours, okay? And then there's the other question, Mike. This is, they have gotten into this in a little bit, but sometimes you catch people in a wire sweep operation. It's not so much wireless, it's communications intercept or wires. It could be wireless, could be a wired conversation either way. But you get people in the conversation that you're not after. You're not looking at them. And they always mask that. They cover up the identity of that person. Mm-hmm. Now, if there's a reason that you got to know who it is to try to understand the context of the conversation, then in some cases they can get the person unmasked and have the identity. But in a case like Merkel could be talking to someone in the eastern area of Europe that may be working for bad guys, and we know it, and she doesn't, and she could get swept up in that kind of monitoring. But they would cover her name up and never release. All these guys talking and releasing information is terrible. It's making me very concerned on the quality of some of the people we've got on the inside in the agency. And I'll tell you real quick with General Flynn. If General Flynn did something wrong internally, he could be prosecuted, demoted, fired, whatever. But to bring it to the outside is plain stupid, because now you expose a operation that had a Russian ambassador being intercepted who's dealing with things with the Iranians and all sorts of other adversaries of ours. And they blew that out of the water for the political gain of having one person step down. Mm. That is plain stupid.
Kevin, the intercept
is exposed now.
Kevin Millot with us, by the way, 1320 WILS. Kevin, the entire Russian connection, it's kind of slipped off the radar. I'm sure it'll be back. Do you think that this will end up going anywhere, this assertion that somehow that Trump was directly in contact with Russia and these oligarchs and Putin and was involved in the election setup?
Well, it's already been revealed that Clinton staffers were talking to the Russians in depth beforehand, too. And it's really naive of the public if they actually believe that all of these guys are not in communications on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. The whole idea with having communications and diplomacy in the first place is to avoid conflict. So it's done on a regular basis. The only question is, on a legal side, is did a civilian who was not in a government position yet say something or do something that interfered with foreign policy of the government? Mm-hmm. And if you recall, even President Obama said he didn't see any evidence that they interfered with aspects. And James Clapper, the former director of National Intelligence, said there was no evidence. So the bottom line is that if people are going to say, well, we want to prosecute somebody in the public opinion court because they talk to an adversary, that's pretty naive, because if they don't keep talking to each other, that's how you get big conflict.
What is it the Russians, you think, would have wanted to talk to the Trump folks about before the election?
Well, they probably, when they talk to the Clinton campaign too, they talk to both sides. They probably want to know how they're going to approach different issues in the relationship with Russia, mm-hmm. because that's really critical. You can't just flip the switch on Inauguration Day and suddenly have a complete change of how you deal with your counterparts throughout the world, let alone someone that we've had adversarial relationships with over and over.
And we know that Putin despised Hillary Clinton. Do you think he did somehow intervene or interfere to cause her loss in this election?
No, I don't. I think she pretty much self-detonated her own campaign. And I know what she's capable of. I've seen her in years gone by where she was capable of doing very strong, brilliant things. And this campaign was a poorly run, no dynamics campaign, and that's not what she's capable of. So, number one, I know it came out of her own camp, and she had some pretty incompetent people around her. Anybody would let her put a personal server in her house and leave a notebook with classified material on a bed in China and all the crazy stuff they were doing. They were incompetent to begin with. Okay. And if you're going to be in these kind of spheres, you cannot have incompetent staff.
Just a minute left. So with President Trump, are we better off in dealing with Russia, would you say?
Well, I think the Russians are more concerned about him actually doing what he's doing. Now, in the last 8 years, we would not do anything. You know, we were intentionally coming off of the leadership role and sitting in the back row watching everybody else. Mm-hmm. He has very much said we're back on the front row. So any country overseas, any international policymaker has to be looking at this administration, realizing they're verbally telling everyone we're coming back out front, yeah, and we're taking over our leadership role again. We were on cruise control. So
very different.
Yeah,
very different time. Now, Kevin Mallott, international security expert at Erase.com, right here on 1320 WILS. Kevin, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike.
6:30, when we come back, we'll talk about the new healthcare plan next.